you came to me and said, I'm doing a dwelling unit, you could do it in the same district. Or if you said you were doing an apartment, you could do it in the same district. So that has no difference in the, you could do it in either, they're the same. So this is what I want you to look at. See if you feel like it needs to be differentiated. We need to change the C's and P's to where some of the P's are C's and we can separate those back out.
I got a question on shooting range. Go over where you've got a P permitted, but at the top, what district's that allowed?
Office.
Do what?
Isn't it in the O? That's why I got to check these for.
Under shooting range.
The P.
Go over to P where it's permitted.
Mm-hmm.
What's it?
Well, that's under my O district that I show. See?
Well, this one's blank on top, so I was.
So I have to look at that. Because I was working on it kind of jumped, so I'll have to make sure it hadn't changed.
What's O again?
Office.
Oh, office.
That'd be a good place for a range. Actually, I mean, indoor one. And then this one was resource extraction, which the definition included logging. So that one would mean that we would be regulating where logging was going on. And the only thing they had it in was a conditional use in C2. That you couldn't even do it in agricultural. So I thought we'd better eliminate
logging
that one.
Logging not under agricultural?
Well, that's why I'm proposing to eliminate that one.
Yeah. What about gravel? Getting down personal level there, huh?
Yeah. Well, it'd be the same.
Soil extraction.
Be the same deal. Soil extraction. It said soil extraction, gravel extraction, logging. And I'm like, man, that's not going to fit. And we even had soil extraction down there. It's a conditional use in A1 and a conditional use in M1. If it's a red and line strike through, that's how it was presented when I got it.
You know, this residential or recreational equipment storage commercial, I mean, that's like these winter storage places for your RVs.
Well, that's what I thought.
Park. I mean, that seems like a category we would have a lot of around here.
Mm-hmm. But is it going to be any different than just your storage units?
I wouldn't think so.
I thought the C's and P's were the same as the storage.
They've got some dry land storage for boats. They use those big forklifts. Stack them on top.
There's one.
Down there at India Point.
Yeah. We had that three-story one went in down there. Down below there. All the condos where they couldn't see the lake. On Snaden's deal.
So that's true. We could leave that in there and we could term it as like the boat storage, indoor boat storage.
Well, I'm just wondering about inside or outside, you know? Because, I mean, there's a difference between storage buildings and a bunch of RVs lined up behind a chain link fence. Is that something that might want a different attitude?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how far you'd want to regulate. I mean, there's lots of different storage. There's outside, inside, climatrol. And are you going to differentiate on them, or are you just going to say it's storage?
Might want to differentiate between indoor and outdoor. You know, storage buildings, you got, buildings, garage doors. Somebody, out in the back of their house up against a metal storage building may not be the end of the world, but having a bunch of 25-year-old cast-off RVs behind a chain-link fence in the backyard is a little different animal.
I guess if it was stored outdoors, it could become not pleasing to the eye after a certain time.
It does seem like two kind of different aspects.
So we'd be safer if we defined each one and then looked at our C's and P's. Right.
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay.
All right.
Part three? Oh, no, we're just getting started.
I like that chart, though. I mean, that you can read through that and get a good sense of what.
So while this is trying to pull up, this will take a little bit of time. I didn't realize it till tonight, and I'm glad that Commissioner Wyatt's here. But I think in July, we'll go through another harder review like this. And some of these questions, get your feedback. And we'll clean up the code. And then before we have our public hearing from the Planning Commission to vote to send it to the County Commission, I think we should start having our township meetings. Because Travis said we need to keep good notes and possibly even record it, but maybe not. But something may come out of those that we're not thinking of that we need to add. Well, if you guys have already approved it, then you put it to them. They'd have to look and then back to you. We might as well wait until we really have got all our hearings done out in the field, and if anything new's cropped up, we can present it to you. So then November-ish, possibly having the public hearing in review of the, I would say, the map and the code. And then you guys would pass that to the County Commission because they're going to adopt them both at the same time. And then they'll have their public hearing.
When the maps have been out to municipalities and on display?
No, but after the July meeting, that's when we'll start getting it out. We're going to do a big map, probably as big as that In God We Trust over there, down in the office, which it'll look like this. And, of course, it'll be zoomed way in where you can just see. Anybody that has questions about their parcel, they can come by and look at it, or we can help them on the computer, pull it up. These township meetings, which Presley and I have been nailing down some locations, in theory, we haven't met with them yet. We're going to do a review of the code and then present the map and have just take questions on the map and then let them know we have a big map down in the office for them to come by and look at. And try to get everybody that we can and probably post. I don't think we can post this map on the website because it, the way it works, but we'll post the code draft on there so they can look at it and ask questions. And I think we've already done that once. So the she's going to take the roads and the parcel lines were real heavy so that we could see them when they did this. But as I move, you can see how our zoning is by these colors. This is each grid. What we did is we went from grid to grid to grid to grid and completely filled in each grid. We'll have a physical map hanging in the office that will relate to each one of these grids. So we'll have a C14 map, C15 map, C16 map, etc. Those will all be down there hanging in the office. They'll be the official maps.
And there's no way to put a link that the general public could click on to zoom in and to help answer
not
their
with
questions
this GIS.
Before.
No. I mean, we could put this PDF on there, I think.
That would
and
be awesome.
We're going to have a layer. I think the plan was to have a layer on Beacon. But that's a little bit, that's the assessor's site. And this gets confused with assessment versus zoning. So it's, No, we go to each township to present it and take questions. We're required to have a public hearing in each township.
I don't think people have been displayed from looking at your suggestions.
Well, at that public hearing that night, it would be. Well, the only way you can see it is if it'd be that big. Because you look how, I mean, I've zoomed in. There's 256 of these grids just for the county. But you're starting to see what it is. We're still working on some of the colors. A couple of the colors were too close to each other.
Okay.
and the red lines will get reduced. But you can start to see our little subdivisions. The whites, A1. Blues, RR1. I'm not sure this isn't before we revised, because the green was AAR, wasn't it, Presley?
Yeah.
Yeah. This was the first map that Tanya, she tried to send me a second one, and I couldn't bring it up. I couldn't even download it. It's so big. But I wanted to at least show it to you tonight so you get a feel for what we had. Of course, you can see Eastern. That's all government. That's all National Forest. There's the peninsula at Forsyth to give you an idea of what it looks like down T Highway. The yellow is R1. So anyway, we'll have a nice cleaned up map for you next week. We may have to even log in with GIS down there and have them run it. Any questions or concerns?
You're still going to have the roads and stuff on the map, right?
Oh, yeah, they're on there. Okay. As you zoom in, they pop up. She just made the parcel lines heavy because they initially had to go in and go to each parcel.
Right.
So, anyway, that's what the map is going
to
look like.
You wouldn't need the dimensions on all those lots, would you?
What's that?
You wouldn't need the dimensions on all those
lots. No, she had addresses and lots of different things, but boy, it got convoluted.
Yeah.
It got this too much.
Bet.
You can see what it's doing. This is on a PDF, and it's all messed up. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crystal clear. I might try to have her log in here.
You're going to try to have the public meetings August?
Starting after July, we'll start having to schedule eight, because we have eight townships. We'll have to do eight locations, one in each township. And if you guys in your township, when you're represented, you want to come, it sure be a big help just to come. And since Devin has roads in all the townships, I said he could just go to every meeting.
Yeah,
right. He said, oh,
you're
going
to try to have these of an evening, aren't you?
There'll be an evening.
Okay.
Yeah. But we'll have to have them in locations like Bradleyville School,
right.
Maybe at Forsyth.
Easiest location in Bradleyville.
Yeah, just all locations where we can get a lot of people in and go over it. Of course, we'll see how the restrictions, if they change, we may get bumped out to where we're not even able to do this till September. So we'll be respecting.
Yeah, it's still uncertain.
It's a little uncertain.
Yeah.
That's all I have to present tonight. So,
all right. Any other unfinished business? Anyone want to entertain a motion to adjourn?
We'll make a motion to adjourn.
Got a motion.